nearly 30 years after he played his last game in an historic 19-year career. Former Boston Red Sox outfielder Dwight Evans has a chance to receive baseball's ultimate tip of the cap, the election to the Hall of Fame. The 16-member Modern Era Committee, formerly the Veterans Committee, will gather in a few days to decide if the 8-time Gold Glove winner will make the trip to Cooperstown. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. My name is Greg Stewart. Appreciate you coming by, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those contributions help to sponsor the show, and you can always find out more at WWIB.com. 68-year-old Dwight Evans lives in Florida today, and he's with me on Sports and Commentary. Dwight, your career is going to be re-examined by what's called the Modern Baseball Committee. I believe this is kind of what they call a subset of the Veterans Committee. And they're going to vote on your nomination here in a few days. Can you kind of fill us in on the process here that's involved?
Well, you know what? I'm learning like you, Greg, to be honest with you. They come up with new, how do you put it? Just different levels, or if you will, there's old-time era. There's guys that have, you know, played in the 50s and 40s that are already deceased. And, you know, it's Veterans Committee does bring managers in and front office people, general managers that were successful. And so the Veterans Committee is kind of a neat thing in a way for me. And I mean, I'm 29 years removed from the game. But to be recognized, and I guess my stats have become attractive, if you will, to these guys today because of the new stats. They have WAR. I'm just learning about WAR is a stat in baseball. It's the combination of hitting, base running, and fielding. So it's kind of a complete, and it also has. It can measure pitches as well, and they break that down in three parts as well to make WAR. And so WAR, for me, is a good stat, and it's helped them recognize me once again. So it's kind of neat.
Yeah, WAR is the abbreviated form of wins above replacement, a baseball stat that means more and more these days. All right, so we'll know if you're going to go into Cooperstown in a few days here when the Veterans Committee meets. Are you kind of on pins and needles with this coming up?
Not really. You know what, Greg, I'm being a Christian. My faith is in Christ and Jesus, and that's the Hall of Fame I want to be in right there. When I was not nominated by the writers, in the late 1990s, I fell off the ballot after 3 years fairly quickly, and I was kind of taken back by that. But at the same time, in my era, my generation, if you will, when I retired, I was 29th all time in home runs. So what had happened during that late 90s was a few guys were hitting 60 and 70 home runs, and writers were saying, well, 400 was a criteria for home runs when I was playing and when I left the game in 1991. So now they're saying after guys are hitting 60 and 70 home runs, that, well, 500 is the criteria, maybe 550 is the criteria. So and they were, what they didn't realize is that was that during that steroid era. And now that's a different era. I mean, guys that, and I read somewhere, someone said steroids don't make you a better hitter. But when a guy throws 92 1 year and comes back and is throwing 98, 99, 100 the next year, and he's 32 years old, and you wonder, well, how did that happen? How did that happen? You know, he doesn't look bigger. I mean, steroids did. I mean, the ball, guys were hitting balls. I saw guys, I'm not going to mention names, but I saw guys that, you know, they were great players, but he'd hit it 420, four, maybe 440, but all of a sudden they're hitting the ball 500 feet. And you're going, what, you know, if you miss a ball, when I miss a ball with warning track, they miss a ball, it's 10 feet back, 10 rows back. So it's, you know, maybe I'm a little sensitive to that, but I think it absolutely changed the game, changed the stats and changed the game. Guys that were on the fringe from minor leagues to major leagues, all of a sudden were hitting more home runs and doing more, and they became major league players, and during that time made pretty good money. So it was kind of a thing that I saw it a little bit when I was playing. We knew that certain guys, Canseco was just, you know, he'd fire stuff in his thighs and right in front of his locker. I mean, everyone was there to see. So other guys, you know, that, you know, there was Dykstra. And, you know, I saw him, we played against him in a World Series. He weighed 170, and he comes to spring training weighing 225. You look at him, he looked like the Hulk. And it just, it changed things. It changed a lot of things.
Yeah, for sure. Dwight Evans, nominated by the Modern Era Committee for the Baseball Hall of Fame. And we're going to find out in early December if he's going to make Cooperstown here. Yeah, I tell you what, Dwight, we're out of time. So let's pick it up there. Talk more about your baseball career in Boston. Only Carl Yastrzemski played more games in a Red Sox uniform than you did, Dwight. So we're going to talk about some of the highlights, including 75 World Series against the Reds, perhaps the greatest fall classic of all time. Dwight Evans, 68 years of age. Thanks for coming by today. We'll talk soon. God bless you.
You too, Greg. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.